previously on We Are More Than the Podcast.
Oh, yeah, him putting you on Audible.
Yeah.
That's the win.
Yeah, because I was like, because I'm constantly going. So mm-hmm. sometimes when I'm cooking, I'm listening to something. Or when I'm riding and traveling somewhere, yeah. I listen to something. So, yeah.
Yeah, my wife asked me, what you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm reading. She's like, come on.
Literally.
Don't do me like that. Like, I read very well with my ears. Yeah. Like, that's my
right. That's and my it's jam. Convenient. It's yeah. very convenient. So, yeah. But, yeah, self-care, that's pretty much what I do.
And that's a nod to my dad, too, because he would listen to books on tape all really? The time. And I'm like, yo, this is boring.
So you turn it into your dad.
Unfortunately.
That's what it sounds like.
Unfortunately, I'm turning into him because I can't go anywhere and people don't know who my dad is.
See?
So, and that's even in the upstate. Wow. I can't. He was in Leadership America, and there's a bunch of people that my dad is still connected
See?
To. So. Just a little
Shout
bit
out
of that.
To dad.
Yeah. If I can get a little bit of that in my adult life,
right.
I'm cool.
Oh, you got it now.
All day. Yep. So, what are your best time management tips?
Time management.
I bet you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now, watch out.
You keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.
My best time management tips.
You run your own business.
Right.
You are constantly on the go.
Constantly.
You've got bookings on top of bookings mm-hmm. on top of bookings. You're going to book two more when I leave tonight.
And I might because I got some pending. My best time management tip is to jot everything down.
Okay.
Like, that's the only way I stay on track. I'm constantly picking up my phone to make notes to stay on track, put things in my calendar. Like,
right.
I have to be reminded because at one point I didn't have to do that. Now I need to manage my time better. Okay. I need to set time to do this, do that. So I pretty much put everything on calendar notices, alarms. I have to. I don't have a choice. That's where I am.
So your phone is your...
That's my safe haven.
Yeah.
It keeps me. It keeps me... on track constantly. Like, I have of course the notepad, the iPad or whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's full.
Yeah, see, I'm still trying to learn time management.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It is hard. When I tell you it's hard, especially now with business the way it's been, which made me not have a choice but to log every little detail, everything right. that I do and keep track of time that way. Set clocks for every little thing. Like, yeah. Or what else I tend to do is when I know I have a gap in scheduling or in bookings, uh-huh. I go ahead and block my schedule ahead of time. If you see where you have free time and you know you need that time,
just block it
block
out.
Block it out.
I got you.
Block it out. Because if you don't, something's going to come down the pipe. Block it out. So you have to pretty much give yourself grace, but give yourself time too.
Okay. So... back to your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
You've been cooking since forever.
Forever.
What was the meal that you cooked that got your man?
Hold up.
Babe, what is it I cooked for you? Mac and cheese? Huh? What was it that got your attention that I cooked for you? The mac and cheese. I figured that's what it was going to be.
So is it the same mac and cheese that you make now?
I don't know. I think it's gotten better.
Okay.
I think it's gotten better. Yeah.
How many, like Kevin Hart said, how many cheeses?
A lot. Whatever I feel like that day. I offer five cheese macaroni. I offer just regular macaroni, which is pretty much the standard sharp cheese. But then if you're going to let me put my spin on it, I just have all kind of cheese in there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So when you started, your demographic was mainly African-American.
That's correct.
What is it now?
It ain't us.
Come on, man.
The majority.
I just saw dollar signs in her eyes, y'all. Man.
You saw that?
Yeah.
The majority now isn't.
Oh boy.
He had to yell it out.
Look.
Now, I post, but I don't post everything.
I got you. It ain't everybody's business.
And the reason why I don't, just a little side note or a little cliff note, is because I've dealt with people going behind me
right
to pick up what I was putting down
right like a homeless person
putting two and two together and reaching out to different people. I've had that experience.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I don't post what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
and it's intentional that I don't post everything that I'm doing. You know, they tell us don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing, right, whatever. I don't post everything, but I post just enough to let you know I'm doing well.
Yeah, like I'm working.
Yeah, I'm working. But
like,
yeah,
your spread look nice.
Yeah,
where you do that at? Well, the spread look nice.
Right.
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Yeah. So I have a mixed demographics. Right. Okay. Demographic right now, but honestly, my largest clientele is not us.
Yeah.
It's not us.
Yeah.
And I'm appreciative of it.
You sound like the other chef that I know. My wife works for a chef in Greenville.
Okay.
That her clientele is,
it's not us.
There's a few of us that she does events for.
Yeah. And I'm grateful for, right, you know, the few, but the majority, and it's crazy because again, I do notes in my phone all the time, and I write my goals in my phone at the beginning of every year.
Right.
And after that first year, my goals for that next year was demographic change or demographic shift.
Okay.
And I promise you, it came in like a mighty Russian wind. And it's been that way ever since. Even most of another high percentage of my clients are corporate giants.
Okay. God, boy. I wish I could introduce y'all. I wish I could introduce the two of you because I'm supposed to have her on the show
at
some time because she's just as busy.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I would love to. You have to get us together.
Yeah.
You have to get us together.
Now, let me ask you that. Do you all ever collaborate on things? Have you collaborated with anyone?
I have not collaborated with anyone as of late. I don't mind. Okay. I don't have a problem with it. I just haven't.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because we're all so busy or no one really thought to take the initiative to just do it.
Right.
But I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm a foodie. So, I don't think there should be any gang violence in my food. In my food.
Gang violence.
I don't want no, you know, Crip cooks versus the blood cooks.
Yeah.
Especially if there's a lot of money to be made out here. I'm telling you.
And I wish we would all think that way, but we don't. It's sad.
So the crab in the barrel mentality, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Crabs don't belong in the barrel is the other side of that.
Yeah.
And it's what I've seen is even in this podcast space, mm-hmm, a lot of people don't want to work together because they feel like you're eating out of my pot. And I'm like, well, we all are eating out of a pot.
Right.
And if I can work with you on something and you can work with me on something, then we can cross-pollinate where, I mean, there's 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. There are people who want to listen to all kinds of things. Your loyalists are going to be your loyalists, but some of my folks can go listen to what you got going on.
Right.
Vice versa. Like, it's out here to be had.
Right.
But.
And then we don't all carry the same gift when it comes. Even though we're doing the same thing, our delivery is different. The way we prepare is different. Right. Like, what's your specialty might not be my specialty.
Right.
So let's, why not just bring both of our gifts together and make it do what it do?
Because it can literally be, hey, maybe my greens ain't hitting on, but your greens are.
Right.
Hey, girl. So I got this and they want some greens.
Mm-hmm.
You game for this, and, you know, we'll...
Tag team. You do what you do, I do what I do.
Your mac and cheese might be second to none. And they can't do mac and cheese. Like, girl, don't... Wait a minute. What's wrong?
Wait a minute.
It's a sad world we live in because you hear people, and this is the part that kills me in the area, in the upstate particularly,
mm-hmm,
collaboration over competition, but nobody's living it. Or we're better together, but nobody's living it.
I hear it in music.
Yeah, so I'm just okay, so what you gonna do about it? You know what I mean? Like, you say that, but what you gonna do about it?
Right.
But then the same people that are constantly preaching it are ones not practicing it.
Right.
Those are the ones that turn their nose up or won't support you or won't this and that and the other, but you're preaching that.
Right.
So, yeah.
So... Now that your clientele has changed, has your seasoning changed?
What?
Oh, that ain't gonna change. It might get better, but it ain't gonna. No.
The reason why I asked.
And you know what? That's probably why they keep coming.
Come on, man.
No. Because let me tell you, they always say,
it tastes like this.
No, they always say, oh my God, this is so perfectly seasoned. Like, this has so much flavor.
Flavor, yeah. I'm
like, okay. Thank you.
I got to ask that question because I'm like, I wonder if the seasoning changed. I wonder if she goes to hospital cooking just to make sure.
No, ain't go ahead. You can't pay me to go that low. You know, and I get that all the time. There's so much flavor. Oh, my God. It's so flavorful. So, what was you eating before that, you know?
So, like, do you like, smoke dishes as well, too? Or, like, do you give your customers a menu of what it is that you do? Or do you also take requests? Like, are you a DJ or cooking?
Pretty much. Okay. I take requests. I have a manual, and in that manual, it has a few pages of menu inspiration and ideas. That's okay. Pretty much what it says. And it has a lot of stuff on there. But whatever's not mentioned, if you want to just ask. I don't limit myself to one particular specialty.
Okay.
So a lot of times they do request what they want, even if it's not listed. Okay. So, yeah. Absolutely.
And you just step up and get it done.
That's right. Yep.
Boy, that's a gift.
Yep, that's right.
That's a gift.
Now, when I first started, I was like, how am I going to execute that? But then I tell people a lot when they ask me, well, have you made this or have you made that? My question is, do you trust me?
Oh, okay.
Will you trust me to do it? And they're like, yeah, okay, well, I tell you what, let's do a tasting. And we'll go from there. If you want to move forward with that dish you requested, then, yeah, we can do it.
So you don't play no games. You give them opportunity to tell you no long before
we
move forward.
That's right.
That's a bold move, Mo.
I'm bold about my business.
Like, do you trust me?
Yeah, do you trust
me? Okay, well, you answer in slow. Let's do a taste. If you like it, then cool, mm-hmm. We'll move forward. If not, we'll it even not move is. Forward.
And I honestly, just won't make I've never had. I've never had a no.
Okay.
Yeah, and I try. I'm not going to say I don't know how to do something.
Right.
That's just something I'm not going to do. I'm going to tell you I never made it before, but I'm willing to try it. But I'm not going to tell you I don't know how.
Okay. So is it just cooking? Is it also baking, too?
Baking, too. I love to bake. I do bake. I do home-style desserts. Peach cobbler, sweet potato pies, apple pie.
Oh, my God.
different kind. Like, I call myself my friends used to call me the cornbread queen. Why? Because I don't just make a plain cornbread. I do the honey butter cornbread, sweet potato cornbread, red velvet cornbread, butter pecan cornbread. Like,
hold on. Wait a damn minute. There's a red velvet cornbread?
I make a red velvet cornbread.
And there's a butter pecan cornbread?
That's right.
Hey, homie. Oh, I'm about to ask a dumb question. Hey, you ever had the red velvet cornbread?
You know he did. You know he did.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, so I baked too. Coconut custard pies, like from back home. Yeah.
Word?
Yeah. Like I do it all. Apple cobblers, pecan pie, honey bun cakes with or without pecans. I do a pineapple rum cake. Like I do the bake. Like I do it all. I do it all. So I bake and I cook.
Mm-hmm. And you don't buy from nowhere?
No, not at all. Most of my, all of my recipes are scratch made. Like, I make lemonades and stuff from scratch. Like, my beverages
like squeezing lemons?
Yeah, I make handcrafted lemonades.
There's child labor laws against getting your kids to squeeze these damn lemons.
And a lot of times, if you look through my videos, I do a lot of process videos. So you can see, I really do this stuff.
Hold on.
I really do this stuff.
Wait a minute. So, you bold about the tastings. Mm-hmm. Like, do you, I love that line, though. Like, that's a bar. Do you trust me? Mm-hmm. Talking slow? Well, then taste it. Let me try this for you then.
Right.
All right, cool. That's here we go with drug talk. That's like, hey man, this don't feel like the right amount of weight. Now you do realize that if I gotta go reweigh this thing, then I'm gonna charge you more.
Right.
I don't sell drugs, y'all.
I know. Look, he's laughing.
I listen to battle rap. One of my favorite battle rappers said it. in a couple of battle raps ago. I just thought it was hilarious. But so like, and not only do you have people test your gangster, you show people your gangster.
That's right. That's right. Like, I do a lot of process videos because I don't want people thinking I'm out here. No, I cook. My sauces, I make my sauces from scratch. Any sauce that I make it from scratch. Like, everything I do, I try to do from scratch. Yeah.
Man, oh man. When the next function? I just want to pull up at the next function.
I do. And here's what trips people out. Meatballs.
Hold on. Don't tell me. Hold on. Wait a minute. I know people who buy the bag joint.
I can't stand.
So you do like the bread, the hand roll.
Yeah, I buy fresh beef. I can't stand I hate them. I hate them.
I know
that. No disrespect to anybody else that uses frozen. I just can't do it. I get somebody else to do it.
So they're beef and they're not like, because the frozen is like part beef, part chicken, part.
No, we not doing that. They full beef. We not doing that. I can't do it.
What's that?
92. I can't do it.
Oh, my God.
I hand roll them. I can't do them. I can't do no frozen. They fresh.
So you. She ain't new to this. She true to this, y'all. And like, I'm looking at processes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And you made the barbecue sauce?
I made the sauce, yes. And then I have different flavors. I have a Henny sauce. I have a bourbon sauce, a peach mango sauce, honey hickory. Yeah.
This is what happens when the low country comes to the upstate.
That's
so,
right.
And let me give you my barbecue story, right?
Okay.
So we from the PD. Mm-hmm. We from mm-hmm. the PD / coast area, right down there where it's either mustard base or vinegar base.
Right.
That's where we live. I know if y'all go down to Salters, what is that now? What, 527?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little place on the right going towards the beach.
Okay.
That looks like an old shack, or it used to.
Is that Cooper Country Store? Is that it? Yeah.
That's exactly what
okay.
it is.
Gotcha.
But we got like McKay's Barbecue in Manning. We got Sugar Hill Barbecue in Manning,
mm-hmm.
where we do the whole pig. We bust that, chop the head off, bust the bad boy down the middle, lay it on the crate, sit around and tell lies all night while we mopping and saucing that thing the entire night.
Right.
I get up here and they only use Boston butt or they only use shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at them and I'm like,
it's so different.
Yo, this ain't barbecue. Like, why is it?
They don't understand it.
Like, I never understood. I didn't know that barbecue was just, or pulled pork was literally just pulled pork. Like, someone roasted it, they shredded it, and they pulled it, because I can grab pulled pork from home and it tastes like it got sauce on it. I grab it from up here, it just tastes like pork. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? This isn't barbecue.
I have to ask when people ask me to do pulled pork or whatever, do you want sauce?
So when you're doing pulled pork, though,
right?
Do y'all do the thing?
I do it like how they used to it up here. You got to match.
Okay.
What they want. You got to ask right. them. Ask them what they want.
Okay.
Because up here is completely different than back home. And see, the thing is, I've learned not to assume they want what we're used to back home right. because it's so different.
As far as pulled pork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a lot of other things are different too. For example, can't think about it right now. And it was in my mind until we finished that conversation, but it'll come back to me. There's some other things that are different too. I had to ask questions about.
Man, like certain things don't make sense to me. Now, one thing that I did mm-hmm. learn, and I actually learned how to make it, was a chicken salad with cranberry craisins in it.
Nigga, what?
Do you trust me?
Come on, man.
You should try it. Trust me. Changed my life, man.
Really?
It was good.
Really?
I had no clue. I looked at this lady because she put curry in it and she put craisins in it. And I was like, yo, this is some white people shit.
Dang.
Like, and I know that my my listeners, is a wide range. Yo, like, white folks, I love y'all. Y'all the only people that do shit like that. And it blew my mind. But when I had it, it changed my life. She put curry powder in it as well as craisins. And it was that sweet and kind of...
Yeah. That curry powder is...
What was that?
The red velvet cornbread.
That's red velvet cornbread, dog. Damn, I miss home.
Yeah, that's a little bit of what I do. I mean, the cocoa. And that's the other... Red velvet. That's what it was. Since we were talking about the red velvet.
Oh, they do it with chocolate cake mix up here.
Yeah, they don't do cocoa. And I can't stand it. Because I'm just like, I don't taste no cocoa. It'd be missing the cocoa.
Yeah, it came straight out of the box up here.
Yeah, no. See.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's another thing. The red velvet cake, it ain't like back home.
So you were able to start off in the medical field, doing your things. 9 years. You said you were 9 years at Prisma Health. Mm-hmm. 9 years faithfully in the medical field. When did you all get married?
2011.
Okay. So, y'all got married 2011, then moved here, or y'all got married here?
He was already here.
Okay.
I came up in 2011 to join him. He was already here since 2002.
Okay. So, y'all get married.
Mm-hmm.
9 years faithfully in the medical field. Things are going well. They bullshit you.
Yep.
You walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon my French. My Spanish and English ain't that great. You end up walking away. You bet on yourself. From betting on yourself, things kick off immediately.
Right.
You hit a low. You got people who are cognizant enough to reach out to people who had your ear.
Right.
Which were your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then your homegirls bring you in to make sure you squared away.
Right.
You get squared away. You don't quit. Completely out of corporate America.
Yep.
On your own. Mm-hmm. Thriving in your business. What was the biggest change for you just in general that got you to more flavors?
Oh, man. The biggest change in general that got me to more flavors.
See, that's one of my Ryan Clark questions.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of The Pivot.
Biggest change that got me more flavors. I would probably have to say... No, just right after I hit that low point and got back up and things picked up and I never looked back at that moment except to see how far I've come, because at that moment it was like a wake up call to me.
Okay.
So once I woke up and realized, okay, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have low moments. You're going to face those things, but you don't quit. You keep going. So when it happens again, you know what to do. And from that point on, I've been hitting it. Just hitting it. Things was picking up, and I was steady going. Picking up and steady going. Hit a low moment. Get back up. Keep running. It's almost like being in a marathon. You keep running. You jump a hurdle. Keep going. Jump a hurdle. Keep going. And that was just pretty much me since then.
Okay.
So I've been running.
So wasn't afraid to bet on you.
Keep betting. And it just keep betting, because I took that opportunity, that low moment, as another opportunity to realize I can't stay down. This is what people want.
Right.
You know, it's crazy because some people see your potential more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stay there, because if I do, then they win and I don't. You know, my kids are banking on me.
Okay.
You know, they're watching me. They're cheering me on. And the other side to that is hearing them tell me that they're proud of me. So that's the other thing.
They say whoever has your ear has your heart.
Right. Hearing them telling me that they're proud of me. So anytime I hear them, it gives me that extra push.
Okay. So what's next? Are you going to open a full-fledged restaurant and teach people? Because I just recently learned that the chef don't do a lot of chefing. They teach. Mm-hmm. And then everyone else does what they've been taught.
Right.
So will you ever open a full?
That part I'm still on the fence about, because when I got this location, which is another door that opened immediately after I left Prisma, like I literally got the spot a month later.
It's crazy.
And it was scary because, again, remember I told you, I said I wanted a food truck because it was the easy way out. We got approved for the food truck, but because of COVID, remember, they weren't giving nobody no money. Even though we got approved, they ran out credit and everything, they still told us no. So I was like, okay, we sat at the dining room table, and I said, babe, I got a feeling God is trying to be funny right now that if I go try to get a brick and mortar, it's going to work versus the food truck. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I should just get it to use it as my kitchen space.
Right.
And I said, okay, I'm gonna do it and see what happens.
Yeah, because you can't cater without a kitchen space, right? Right. Okay.
And most, I'm a hush anyway. Yeah. You cannot.
Oh, I know.
Right.
I'm picking up what you put.
Yeah. You cannot. And I want to do things right from the beginning. So contacted a realtor, and he gave us some options, and this was one of the options, and we looked around, and I liked it. It was just a shell. None of this was in here. None of it. Nothing. No money. No nothing. Just faith.
Right.
Came to look at the space, and we literally got approved without, they didn't check my credit. They didn't do nothing. They just said, yeah. We just got a yes, just like that. Paid the deposit and whatever fee we had to pay, gave us the keys. Now, the question, it was almost like, okay, God was saying, you take the steps and I'll lead you. Right. And then I'll do the rest. Now, what am I going to do? I don't have no restaurant equipment. I don't have nothing. Right. No money to buy this high behind equipment, considering we in COVID and everything's high and nobody's giving away anything. Bootstrapped the entire business. I bootstrapped the entire business. That kitchen is a full commercial kitchen.
Right. Yes, I can see stainless steel and
everything. Nothing. With nothing but faith and believing and betting on me. The TVs we got at an auction.
Okay.
Of a place that closed. Nothing. Like, I had nothing. Didn't know how I was going to get it, where I was going to get it from, but this is where I am. Now I got too much shit. Come on, man. And 1,001 storage units.
Oh, that's hilarious. Now I got too much shit.
Yeah, I do. I'm telling you. I'm whining. He'll tell you I'm whining every day. But where are we going to put this shit? So, yeah.
Well.
Trailer.
Yeah.
We have a trailer that we put on the back of our truck. Like, I had nothing. 3 years' time.
Man, so now when this food truck comes up out of nowhere, it'll be just something to travel so you can cook and have a kitchen.
You better speak it because that's the next conversation.
Right. She's going to have a food truck that she traveled with just so she can have a kitchen to get things taken care of. Like, hey, I don't want to make this for y'all and bring it. So I'm gonna just make it back here. Cool.
Right.
Yeah.
What I will say is leaving Prisma, stepping out to pursue was one of the best things because Prisma couldn't pay me.
Right.
With my business paying me. And
hot damn.
Not even close. And I made pretty good money at Prisma. If you get what I'm putting down.
Nah, I'm picking up what you're putting down like a homeless person. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. That's Man. Where I am.
Well, Rachel was right. She was right.
And, I've trademarked my business, so I own my business.
Okay.
I'm trademarked.
You paid the $13.50 to do it or $3.50 and you did it yourself?
I did it myself. I researched.
Oh, man.
I'm a researcher.
Look, I'm a researcher, too, but mm-hmm.
I'm a researcher.
I'm gonna tell you, it's crazy.
It's hard.
Yeah,
but I did it.
Where I'm like, damn, if I pay a lawyer and it don't go right, then I could always go back to them and be like, hey, you didn't do what you were supposed to.
But let me tell you.
Yeah.
Well, let me help you out with it because I told another girl had the same project mm-hmm. you had or theory you had. Don't do it. Do your research.
Right.
Do it yourself and let them assign the lawyer through them. And just pay whatever small fees because they'll assign you automatically.
They'll assign
you. You get a lawyer through them. You get a trademark lawyer through them.
Because I know it's $350 for the trademark.
Yeah, they'll assign someone to you.
As you can tell, I've been looking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll assign someone to you. during your process. And what happens is if there's a mistake anywhere, they'll just tell you what the mistake is and have you correct it. You may be a small fee. It may not be. Just pay the small fee for them to correct it and call it a day. I had a friend who just went through the same thing. She asked me to guide her. I guide her. Told her what to do. She did some research on her own, found some YouTube videos, looked at that. She had a mistake that almost kept her. She paid the fee and let the lawyer assign her case, fix it, and now she's smooth sailing and done.
See, YouTube University is a real thing, y'all.
I'm telling you. So go get your trademark. Go get your trademark.
God don't make no mistakes, man. Mm-hmm.
So don't pay all that money for something you can do yourself.
Do you believe that the game is to be told and not sold?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends. I'm not a gatekeeper.
Okay.
I'm not a gatekeeper. However, if I feel like you ain't meaning me no good.
Right.
You know, you can kind of like tell.
Right.
Then that's a different story. But if I can help you, I will.
Okay.
Because what good is it going to do me to keep it?
Right. And that's what I tell people. Like, I'm one for the game is to be told.
Right.
Because just because I gave you the game, mm-hmm. you still got to have that it in order to get it taken care of.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
And I've said that to a lot of people mm-hmm. as it pertains to music, pod, career stuff. Like, you still got to have that thing about yourself that says, hey, I'm going to do it.
Right. All I ask is that you say thank you when I tell you. That's it.
Right.
Like, that's it. Because next time I can tell you nothing, you know?
Right.
But other than that, no. And even being a coach and, you know, selling classes and courses and things like that, it can be draining.
Right.
You know, it can be very draining, which is why I understand why some people do charge to do different uh-huh. things. And I'm okay with that, too. Like I say, it all depends. Now, one of the things I am working on for 2024 is doing a live coaching.
Okay.
Because I get a lot of questions in my inbox about business. And, you can tell who's who.
Yeah.
You can discern who's yeah. who. So, certain things I don't mind charging for, especially if I'm charging for the experience and not the information itself.
Right.
Because anything I do, I try to make it an experience. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I'm working on. So I don't mind telling whatever it is you need to get help you get to where you're going. It is what it is.
That's what's up.
It is what it is.
Well, give the people your socials. Let them know. Let them know who you are. Y'all can't afford them. So.
Come on, man. I'm not even going to say nothing to that effect.
I ain't going to do that. Hey, but y'all going to have to pinch y'all pennies, though. I'll let you know that.
Mo Flavors. You can find me on Facebook under Mo Flavors. That's Flavors with a Z, FLAVORZ. You can find me on Instagram at mo.flavors with a Z. And also on my website, www.moflavors.com.
You got a website, y'all.
I do.
You got pricing on your website?
No, not for catering. No, because okay. It all depends on what you need and what services. You got your forms on there. I got a
She PDF lobster, menu. Y'all. I want y'all to understand that. She is lobster.
I got a whole PDF / manual on there. All of that good stuff. Like, that's the thing. I invest heavily.
Right.
I invest. When I say I invest. So when these people come to me talking about they didn't see this, they didn't see that, I can see what email you opened, what you read, what you clicked on. Like, right. I invest heavily on my business.
This is what I mean by she lobster, y'all. If y'all go to a restaurant and order lobster, it does not have a price beside it. Mm-mm. She don't have no prices.
Now, the only thing that got pricing on my products is, you know, I got my own brand products.
Yo, well, hold on. Talk about
you didn't know. Okay, I got an apron line.
Okay.
I got my own aprons. I got my own Gravity salt and pepper mill.
Okay.
And I also have my own seasonings that I prepare in my commercial kitchen with its own packaging.
So
it's up front, so I'll show you when you get ready.
So I said I know three. I got a homeboy that I went to high school with named mm-hmm. Adam Williams. Mm-hmm. He has been doing his thing in the chef world. Like
go ahead, Adam.
Man, look, we call him UConn. And he's been like head chef over Sheridan, mm-hmm. like all of them.
Right.
Like and he's got his own seasonings and those kind of things.
See?
And like, so I'm going to have to, I don't cook. My wife does the cooking now.
Okay.
Like, I can honestly say the easiest thing that I've done was get married. There's a lot of things that I just don't do anymore. My life got easier. You can ask her whether or not her life has gotten easier. I doubt it has.
Damn.
But that ain't my fault.
Bro.
Like, I maximized what I needed to.
Gotcha.
Just because she didn't, that's on her.
Bro,
that's that's on her. But, like, gotcha. I want her to be able to kind of experience with those things.
Right.
Because I want to be able to taste them all. There's some selfishness in it because she loves to cook. Like, she loves to cook. She loves to bake. Those kind of things, but like she's got her niche when it comes to this decorating thing.
Good.
She got an eye that.
Now, did she turn that into a business?
Yes, we are turning that into a business.
See, yeah, good for her. Okay. Yeah.
So
let me know so I can get her information so I can put her on too.
Right. So, and there, I may send it your way so you can help her get those things lined up that she would need to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's called Upstate Banquets. Oh, so, like, that's her. That's her thing.
All right. And, congratulations. Yeah,
extremely proud of her. That's why I'm a fan of dreamers.
Yeah.
And not dreamers, but doers.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a vision, and it was, whatever you need from me, you ain't even got to ask.
Right.
There have been several mornings where on the weekends, mm-hmm. she's got a 9-to-5. On the weekends, she does these things. During the week, she'll do them. She'll drop off stuff. She'll, like, she does a lot. Good. So she gets up, and it's the weekend. She rolls out of bed. I'm out of bed. She was on. I'm brushing my teeth. Babe, what you doing? You got somewhere to be. Come on, let's go get set up. Like, let's just go ahead and do it so I can come back home and chill. Because what I don't want her to do is be out there by herself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is your vision is our vision now. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get it done. If you got to fuss at me and tell me I ain't working fast enough, fine.
I'm glad you understand.
Y'all
some good men, see?
We try to be. Don't worry. Like, we talk trash. You don't hear it.
I be seeing it, though. I can see it.
Yeah. So whatever you think we saying,
we saying it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we saying it. And you like, I know he ain't just called me. Yeah, I did.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I did. I ain't going to tell you that, but you can. It's written all over my face.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, so. Man, I am, like, thank you for carving time out to sit down and talk to me.
Absolutely.
Gracing the platform. Hey, check out Mo Flavors, y'all. Tell your bosses to do it because they, I'm sure that they can afford it. Us po folk.
Oh, whatever. It ain't that deep. Whatever.
But, yeah, definitely proud of you. Thank you for stepping out on faith.
Absolutely.
Thank you for not quitting.
Mm.
Thank you for continuing to grow. Thank you for bringing the low country to the upstate.
That's right.
So now these people know what food
I'm
tastes like.
I'm telling you. Because that's the question I get. Where you from? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like when you told, because if I call a name, she gonna get blue. When you told her to turn off and then you told her to turn on
Alexa, New Edition Radio. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, she from the water. Like, she from the low country. That's why I said, hey, you not from here, are you?
No,
I'm not. Oh, you from the low country.
That's right.
Yeah, how you know?
That's right. They always hear it. You'll hear the low country all day, but if you piss me off,
you're going to hear
Boston come out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I know, like, not long ago, I was at a wedding, and the DJ was talking to me, and I was aggravated. And I was talking. He was like, where are you from? And I explained to him, I'm from King Street. I said, but I was born in. He's like, no, I don't hear King Street. He's like, where are you from? Where else? Are you from somewhere else? You got ties somewhere else? And I was like, well, I was born in Boston. He said, that's what I hear. He said, because I'm from Boston. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
So, now, are you a fan of the Boston teams?
New England Patriots.
Whatever.
Wait a minute now. So
I just don't like Tom Brady.
Okay,
he kept the Titans from going back to the Super Bowl like 4 years in a row. So that pissed me off. I've been a Titans fan since they've been a Houston Oilers. So
gotcha.
And we ain't ever win shit. Oh. So everybody who's got a championship, I got smoke for them.
Uh-oh. Only my husband, he ain't talking.
Oh, who's this team?
49ers.
Oh, God. They on that 3-game losing streak right now, so...
There you hear that.
Hopefully life will turn around for them soon.
It may. Hopefully. Yeah. They got a little bit of time.
So is there any parting words that you have for people listening?
Any parting words? Again, like I said earlier, don't quit. You got a dream. Go for it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. Don't sit there and think that every day is going to be, you know, sunny and rainbows and all that great stuff. It's not. But like I told some other people before, the win is in your warfare. Mm. The win is definitely in your warfare.
Get them Evangelist Mo.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You know that's a part of my past. Don't do that. I'm a retired minister.
Really?
I am.
Okay.
But yeah, no. I got you. But the win is definitely in your warfare. You're going through for a reason. You know, tomorrow might be the day you win. Keep going. Keep pressing. Everyone has a dream. Everyone has something that they want to do. But keep the negative people out of your ear. Surround yourself with positive people. Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Well, she got some bars in here tonight, man. Yeah,
your vibe attracts your tribe. So keep that in mind, too, especially when you're getting ready to, you want to pursue your goals. So that's also something to keep in mind. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, again, I appreciate you. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. Yeah. I bet you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones. Now watch out. Keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.